The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chicky is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hi, this is Dean Culver with the Town of Collingwood. I'm the Director of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Donna Chicky with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. The Town of Collingwood is proud to present the Reconciliation Art Project on display at Town Hall Council Chambers from now until March the 8th. The public's invited to view the panels during council and committee meetings or Thursdays on February the 7th, the 14th, the 21st, and March the 7th between 11 and 1 p.m. The project is titled Call to Action Number 83, based on a report of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission Action Number 83, where it calls upon Indigenous and non-Indigenous artists to undertake collaborative projects and produce works that contribute to the reconciliation process. Joining me via phone is Director of Parks, Recreation and Culture in Collingwood, Dean Culver, who will share the exhibit and give us an overview of this project. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. The Reconciliation Art Project is on display now at the Collingwood Town Hall Council Chambers. The public is invited to view the panels during council and committee meetings or Thursdays on February the 7th, the 14th, 21st, and March the 7th between 11 and 1 p.m. Joining me via phone is Director of Parks, Recreation, and Culture in Collingwood, Dean Culver. Welcome to Beach Corner, Dean.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, tell us, how has this project come to fruition?
The whole story is quite a long story, but I'll give you the short form and as it relates to the exhibit. Over the past couple of years, we've been making more and more relationships with various members of our community who are of Indigenous descent, and one of them actually brought to our attention this call to Action 83, which we thought was a pretty incredible project and a direct response to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. So we followed up and got in touch with the curator and were able to arrange for the exhibit in Council Chambers.
And you mentioned that the project is titled Call to Action Number 83. So what does it stand for?
So as many people know, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission came up with a number of calls to action. Number 83 specifically deals with the idea of both Indigenous and non-Indigenous artists coming together to form creations that would move the conversation along regarding reconciliation. The idea being that creativity is where a lot of innovation and dialogue and inner nation-to-nation contact can happen. And so Call to Action 83 specifically, both as the title of this exhibit and as the action from the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, is about connecting Indigenous and non-Indigenous people basically to develop that platform for reconciliation and equity.
Are any local artists participating in this event?
Yeah, a gentleman named Peter Adams is a local artist who's contributed to the project. There are 16 artists in total, 8 of Indigenous descent and 8 who are non-Indigenous, and Peter was one of the artists.
And this is open to the public, as I mentioned earlier, at the Collingwood Town Hall Council Chambers. So how well received is this exhibit?
You know, it's pretty new, but I actually think it's been very well received. We've done art in council chambers quite often, but this one has obviously significance and a bit more impact. It reflects upon a journey that our community's on in terms of coming to terms with the Indigenous legacy and heritage of our area. So we've done a of things, not the least of which is building the Island Gathering Circle. But as we go down this path of kind of understanding this legacy, this art exhibit fit right in, and I believe it's been very, very well received.
Well, joining me via phone is Director of Parks, Recreation and Culture in Collingwood, Dean Culver. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
Is your new or existing business looking for recognition in Wasaga Beach? Beach Booster Group is your one-stop shop for all things local, all things promotional. Beach Booster will succeed in creating a complete local promotional package that can include high-profile outdoor, print, and radio promotion of your business and services. Beach Booster's community events offer additional opportunity for visible participation of your company in the Wasaga Beach area. Beach Booster Promotions also specializes in all types of promotional products and apparel to help you create your local and professional profile. Contact us at info@beachbooster.com or call 705-241-9762. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guest via phone, Dean Culver. So, Dean, what do you hope to convey to the public with this event?
I think it's hard to express in terms of conveying to the public. We've tried to bring, over the last 2 years, through different methods, we tried to bring the conversation to the front regarding the Indigenous legacy. I mean, it's very obvious and easy to recall Collingwood's heritage from post-colonial days, the shipbuilding and the port for grain, and all of these things are very well documented, very well captured history. But Collingwood didn't begin there, and so I've said before, if I'm going to do my job properly in terms of representing heritage and culture for our community, we really need to try and find all of it, and we need to dig deeper. So this exhibit actually is a part of that conversation that we're just sort of elevating for the community, so that recognition, in my mind, leads to reconciliation. So if we recognize the tradition, the history, and even the Indigenous population that currently exists within the town, we're going to do a lot better job of understanding the community as a whole, and that's, like, I think, one of our goals.
So will this art project become an annual affair?
I don't know that this art project will become an annual affair. That's really up to the curator and the project team. But certainly, we're hopeful that we continue to build upon all of the projects that have elevated the conversation regarding the Indigenous people, past and present. And so, we're looking forward to taking on and being a part and hosting more projects in the future.
So I hear there are no more seats available for the Envisioning a Future Toward Reconciliation Presentation and Discussion-Free event that's taking place on Wednesday, January the 30th at Simcoe Street Theatre. What can people anticipate?
The curator, Mary Louise, will be presenting the project, basically discussing and showing how the project began with a non-Indigenous person and the conversation with an Indigenous person that led to the next creation and how all of the 16 creations came to be. I think she'll also provide, and there's going to be other artists there as well who participated. I think there'll be a real interesting insight into what the project yielded over and above the artworks, the dialogue, the understanding that was generated. I mean, this is really a lot deeper than sort of the visuals that were created. This is about kind of coming to understanding and recognition. So I think all of that will be understood a little bit better at the end of the conversation. We're also going to be screening a mini documentary that the town of Collingwood put together in conjunction with Mountain Goat Film Studios, and it's a mini documentary of the building of the Island Gathering Circle in Harborview Park, which we're very proud of, and so I'm excited to see that screen for the first time as well.
So where can we find more information?
So anytime anybody wants information, the Town of Collingwood website, collingwood.ca, is available. You can learn more about the Call to Action 83. You can learn more about the Island Gathering Circle. There's a specific space there for it. Or anytime anybody who would like to have a dialogue about our pursuit of Indigenous recognition, they can always call our offices at 705-444-2500 and speak to one of us.
Well, thank you, Dean, for being my guest and wishing you all the best of success with the Reconciliation Art Project.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this break.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Dean Culver for being my guest. The Reconciliation Art Project is on display until March the 8th at the Collingwood Town Hall Council Chambers. The public is invited to view the panels during council and committee meetings or Thursdays on February the 7th, 14th, 21st, and March the 7th between 11 and 1 p.m. or by contacting artsandculture@collingwood.ca. For more information, visit the Town of Collingwood website at collingwood.ca. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Dinah Chickie. Beach Corner's broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from my homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner is also a regular feature in Beach Booster publication and now available on Wasaga Beach TV. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.